Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out to the hall and Capitas fan hotline to welcome in the next guest. I've known this man for 40 years. I have tremendous respect for his career. It has been extraordinary. He covered the Dallas Cowboys. He was a columnist in New York for the New York Daily News, has done a number of books, including one on the Dallas Cowboys, an inside look. I'm holding it right now as we speak. It's tremendous. Also done a book on Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. We're going to talk about Brady in just a bit. I'd like to welcome in Gary Myers. Hey, Gary, how are you today, my friend?
What's going on, Cookie? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. Wondering if we're going to have football this year. And I'm starting to get a little discouraged with the way the negotiations are going and obviously with the way the virus is going. How confident are you we're going to have football?
Well, I think training camps have a good chance of opening in the next couple of weeks on schedule, as long as the NFLPA and the league come to agreement on some of these financial terms. I think as far as the testing and the protocols and some of the things that the league has set up to try to keep the players safe, I think that's all in place. So just like with baseball coming down the stretch before they decided to get back and had a lot of financial things they needed to resolve, I think the major things that need to be resolved now really involve the money, which should come as no surprise to anybody. Once we get past that, I can't say I'm very confident that the season will start on time. Of all the sports that you would think would be most prone to players catching the virus from each other, you'd have to think it was football. They could be out on the practice field for 2 hours slobbering all over each other. And I just don't know how they're going to prevent the virus from spreading. The players are not going to be kept in a bubble. They could be able to go home at night and be around their families. And in such a close environment, I think it's going to be almost impossible to keep the league COVID-free.
And, you know, Gary, you know they're going to try. They got 15 billion reasons, right? And I know the players, J.J. Watt, Cam Hayward here, have spoken out, you know, forget about protecting the brand, worry about protecting the players, and they don't like the way the talks are going. I know that's also just negotiations and posturing, but one that stands out at me, I've been reading about, is that, you know, the owners want to designate COVID as a non-football-related injury, that if a guy comes to camp and gets sick, they don't have to pay him. How can that be?
Well, I think there's going to be a separate list almost for players who get COVID. I can't see how they don't pay them. I mean, the union will never agree to that. I'm not positive that the owners are saying if you come down with it, you know, you're off the payroll. I mean, they'd still be on the roster, so I don't know how they would get away without paying them. You know, like I said before, Ron, and I know that the league has done a very good job in setting up the testing protocols, and you know, I would think that the locker rooms they're going to make some accommodations, whether it's plexiglass between the lockers or you know, creating a tent for an extra locker room in facilities that don't have the space. They're going to do a good job keeping the players separate from each other. So I think the league is very conscious of the players' concern when it comes to the health. Like I said, I just think it's the major things are going to be like what you just mentioned, you know, the financial aspect, who gets paid and who doesn't. What happens if a player, you know, has an ongoing history of health issues and feels that they'll be jeopardized or vulnerable by playing and opts out of the season like you've seen basketball and baseball players do? Are they going to get paid? I'm really surprised we've come down to less than 2 weeks before they want to open camp and these issues haven't been resolved. Football's had the benefit of time. So it's been going on since March, and it's hard to believe that they want to open camps on the 28th, and a lot of these issues are still on the table. I know it's a deadline league. You know, it's a deadline league, but, you know, this is pushing it a little much.
I could not agree more. We're talking to author Gary Myers, longtime NFL writer. Gary, I want to ask you about a couple contracts, but before I do, Tom Brady going to Tampa. I know you're very familiar with him. You have a great book out, Brady versus Manning. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady leaving New England to go to Tampa Bay?
I'm surprised, despite all the rumors that led up to it, that he didn't. He's not going to finish his career with the Patriots. I know we've become conditioned now to seeing players, great players, finish their careers in other spots. When Joe Montana got traded, Cookie, in 93, I said, all bets are off. If Joe Montana can play for two teams, anybody can. And you've seen it, you know, with Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice and Ronnie Lott, and, you know, previously with with Unitas and Joe Namath, and the whole list goes on and on. I think he's going to do great. I really do. He probably is going to have the best set of offensive players around him since the undefeated team in 07 when he had Randy Moss in New England. I mean, they have some dynamic offensive players, skill position players in Tampa, and you know how motivated he's going to be. One, to prove that Belichick was wrong in not wanting to commit to him for more than 1 year, and secondly, to prove that he can win without Belichick. And we've seen in other situations how motivated Brady gets when he feels that he's been slighted. They won the Super Bowl in the year that he was suspended 4 games for Deflategate. So I think he's gonna turn back the clock about 5 years, and with all these, you know, skill position players around him, including Gronk, I really think that the Bucs are going to be a serious Super Bowl contender this year. Not saying they're going to get there, but I think they're going to be in the conversation deep into the season, and whether that means deep into the season means the last month of the season is in December or the last month of the season is in March, depending on what happens. I think the Bucs are really legit now.
How about the Patriots, Gary? What kind of shape do you see them in with Cam Newton?
It really depends on his health. He's had a couple surgeries the last couple of years. When he's been healthy and he was younger, he was an MVP of the league. And if the Patriots are getting that player, then they're going to win the AFC East again. If he's a broken-down guy who's missed a bunch of time the last 2 years and doesn't buy into the, you know, quote-unquote Patriots way, then I think it can blow up in Belichick's face. But don't discount the possibility of Jarrett Stidham at least opening the season as the starter. They've invested a lot of time in him, and there are people in New England who think he has a chance to be a really good player. And if, you know, Newton, who like I said, hasn't played much the last 2 years, especially last year, is rusty or he's just not the same player anymore, then I think Stidham will end up starting.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you about Patrick Mahomes, $500 million contract, but a lot of people were saying the Chiefs won. They got him signed for 12 more years. What do you make of that contract, Gary?
Well, I heard his negotiating tactic was he just wanted $1 more than you're making.
Yeah, that, and they would have got him a lot cheaper, I can assure you of that.
I was a little surprised that there wasn't more guaranteed, 100% guaranteed money. I know there's a lot of clauses in the contract that, you know, kick in on a year-to-year basis, but the number is just astronomical, and I mean, 12 years, $500 million. Just to put this in perspective, when I was in Dallas and the team got sold to Jerry Jones in 1989, the cost of the team and the lease to Texas Stadium was $150 million. And Patrick Mahomes' deal is $500 million. Of course, the Cowboys are now worth $5.5 billion. So everything is relative. But if anybody's going to get it or deserve to get it, it was going to be this guy who's now the face of the league. He's a great guy off the field. He's the best player in the league on the field. And as long as he stays healthy, there's likely to be at least a handful more Super Bowls in the Chiefs' future over the next 12 years.
Gary, I appreciate it. Everybody, you know, Tom Brady is very much back in the news. Look for Brady versus Manning. It's an excellent book. The Dallas Cowboys book, you know, a lot of cowboy haters around here, Gary. A lot of Jerry Jones haters around here. I think they'd enjoy your book as well. So I appreciate you taking the time. Good luck, my friend, and stay healthy, okay?
Hey, Cookie, if I never do this, but just if you give me like 10 seconds here on a personal note. I mentioned to you yesterday that I have some real close relatives that are living in Pittsburgh, and I know they're listening. My niece and nephew, Mallory and Jonathan, and their kids, Gavi and Ketsia. So I want to say hello to them and hope everybody, I know you had an uptick in the coronavirus in the last couple of weeks. So I hope everybody in Pittsburgh is staying safe and be well, and especially you and your family, Cookie.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.